Can we have a roll call, please?
Mayor Gardner.
Here.
Danny Cumberledge.
Here.
Ellen Starnes.
Here.
Shirley Brown.
Here.
Jack Foster.
Here.
Maria Benderson.
Here.
Emil Mobeck.
Here.
Okay, very good. We do have a quorum. We'll move on to the approval agenda. One addition tonight, if it's okay with the council, a building permit for Paul Holmberg. Is there anything else?
No.
Not hearing any, I entertain a motion to approve the agenda as amended.
I'll make a motion with the addition of new business number 4, building permit, Paul Holmberg.
Very good. Motion made by Shirley. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Amo. And any other further discussion? Not hearing any. A roll call, please.
Danny?
Yes.
Marita?
Yes.
Amo?
Yes.
Jack?
Yep.
Shirley?
Yes.
Alan?
Yes.
Okay, very good. Motion carried. Moving right along to the certification of the election and followed by the oath of the office. With that, Shannon, I will turn it over to you to give results, and then we'll entertain a motion to certify.
Okay. The final results of the general election on October 2nd, 2018 is as follows. For seat E, Marita Gunderson with 114 votes, 9 write-ins, 13 blank. For seat F, Emil Mobeck with 112 votes, 14 write-ins, and 10 blank. I, Shannon Summer, election supervisor, hereby certify that the above election results of the City of Sandpoint's general election held October 2nd, 2018 have been correctly tabulated.
Okay, very good. Thanks, Shannon. With that, I'd entertain a motion to certify.
I'll make a motion to certify the election.
Motion's been made by Cheryl. Do I have a second?
Second.
Jack, sir.
Okay, very good. Motion's been second. Any further discussion? Not hearing any. Roll call, please.
Emil?
Yes.
Shirley?
Yes.
Danny?
Yes.
Jack?
Yes.
Marita?
Yes.
Alan?
Yes.
Very good. Motion carried. With that, Shannon, would you supply our new with their oath of office, and if you would please, would you run that for me and hand up in the air, and let's get them sworn in.
Okay.
I, Emil Mobeck, do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States and State of Alaska and the laws and ordinances of the City of Sandpoint, State of Alaska, and that I will honestly, faithfully, and impartially perform the duties of the Office of the City Council.
So help me all.
Very good. Welcome back and congratulations. With that being said, we're going to move right along this evening to our consent agenda. We have two items, minutes of the regular meeting of August 14th and the minutes of the regular meeting of September 11th. Did everybody have a chance to go through those?
No.
Okay, not hearing anything, I would entertain a motion to approve the consent agenda.
I'll make a motion to approve the consent agenda.
Motion's been made by Amo. Second?
I'll second.
Second by Marita. Any further discussion? Not hearing any. A roll call, please.
Marita?
Yes.
Alan?
Yes.
Jack?
Yes.
Shirley?
Yes.
Amo?
Yes.
Danny?
Yes.
Very good. Motion carries. Moving right along on our agenda, reports this evening, we're going to start with our finance officer, and Krista, the floor is yours.
Sales tax revenue for August was $65,979.46. August fish tax was $48,290.30. kind of low. Do you guys have any questions?
Okay, any questions for our finance officer this evening?
Is there any way that we can get a tally of what our permanent fund is doing? And
it's
Charles Schwab
right here. It's right there. Charles right here.
On the balance?
On the bank balance.
Okay.
Shows Charles Schwab.
Okay, there we are. Okay, thank you.
Okay, very good. Thanks, Amo. Any questions? Any? Thank you, Krista. We're going to move right along this evening to our administrator, and I'll turn the floor over to Jordan.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor and council members. A couple of things to add and update. On the aviation portion of the report, obviously we now know that the entity that owns Raven bid $12.3 million for the assets of Penn Air. Next week, when I'm back in Anchorage, I'll set up a meeting to meet with some of the representatives to express, you know, to explain what we've been doing, you know, in conjunction with DOT and FAA to get the 139 certification and explain that, you know, we rely on air service for our community, and it's, you know, stress that, you know, we want the bigger plane. I'm just kind of let them know that, you know, Sandpoint is here, and we have needs to be met by them. There's a Board of Fish work session next Monday and Tuesday I'll attend in Anchorage. AMO's coming up next month, and AMO, you said you'd be interested in going to the newly elected officials training?
Yeah.
Okay, and then I'm not sure when it's due, but APOC forms, the yearly financial disclosures,
mm-hmm.
due at some point, all the exact dates, so I know each.
Spring.
It's the spring? Okay.
I think it did in February, March.
So just something to keep in mind. Any other questions or comments on the report?
If I may, on the aviation part, last week I talked with Lieutenant Governor's office in Juneau, and looked like they were going to move forward. The only thing holding up with the DOT, the biggest nag, was signing off on the landing fees. And sound like that was moving forward. They said there's a possibility it looking good for November 1.
Right, yeah. So that's what the notice was about that was posted September 30th that addresses landing fees. So there's a 30-day public notice period and comment period on that. So that closes October 30th. So just because it's the state charging a fee, it has to go up for a public notice and review.
Yeah, okay, very good. Thanks, Jordan. Any other questions for Jordan? Not hearing any. I thank you. Moving right along, our Department of Public Safety, I do believe, did Mark make it in this evening?
I'm here, sir. We don't have anything other than what is already in the agenda.
Okay. Everything is in your packet. If there's any questions, we can get them off to Hal. Thank you for that. With that, we're going to move on to Public Works, and I'll turn the floor over to Dave.
Good evening. We were pretty busy last month. Graded road a few times, swept a few times. We've been doing still more alder removal. We dug two graves last month. We repaired the boom on a mini excavator it cracked. Had a brake can go bad on the service or on a garbage truck. We filled the diesel truck for the month. We've already done all of our fuel checks for all the buildings. Everything's done for the month. We did a tune-up on a 95 flatbed. As far as water sewer, jumps are still up and running. We were backwashing on a regular basis. We had another water leak down there with a snap. Dennis fixed it. We put in the new pump down at Trident Seafoods, so we've got both pumps running in that lift station at this point. Sent it out required monthly samples. Everything's doing good. We had Steve Evanvolt come and work with Dennis a couple days last month. And we're going to be replacing a few, there are solenoid / relay that runs our elevations in our tanks, and I ordered them, and they're on their way, and when they get there, an electrician from ANTH, he's going to come out and help us put them in and see what we can do about our screaming current. Our screaming current doesn't work very good at this point in time due to we're not pumping enough water. Right now, we're averaging between 113 and 116 gallons a minute. So the community's doing really good as far as water leaks. And our screaming current doesn't go down that low. So it doesn't make our polymer work as good. But hopefully the electrician and Dennis can work on something. ANTHC knows all about it, and they're trying to work on it also. But we need to figure it out because our polymer don't work very good when we're not running very much water. So we basically just keep swapping pumps all the time. We'll let it get down low and then we'll turn on like pump 2 and pump 3. And that's enough volume that our polymer can get caught up at that point in time. And then when it reaches a high point, we turn back down to small pumps like pump 1 and 2. One and two can slowly catch up. One, the tank drops, and on two, it holds its own for a certain amount of time. If we get into peak hours at night, it won't stay up with the water consumption, but otherwise it's working really good. We serviced the trash truck last month, and we welded on the skid steer bucket again. The garbage has been greased, and we've been cleaning around dumpsters. Walter's been gone for a couple weeks. I think he came back today. I'm not sure, but he was trying to get back in today. They were out doing their yearly medical stuff, and then he'll be back up aboard. But otherwise, everything else is running great.
Thank you, Dave. Questions for Dave?
I have maybe one more. Actually, not so much at Dave, but our water operator down there. Have we hired Dennis back again, or what's his status?
Yeah, he's back.
That's his full time now?
No, he's an operator, but he's filling in and training Dylan.
Oh.
We're still posted, Alan, for that position. Nothing.
I think he's been doing a good job, and he lives here. It's a resource there we got, and they're few and far between good guys, or good people.
Yeah, Dylan we've already turned in the paperwork for him to do his provisional.
Don't we have to have two people, though?
Yes, oh yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have to have two people.
I don't know. Okay.
But
hopefully. Yeah, we're working on that one, Alan.
Yeah.
Other questions for Dave?
This is Shirley. I just wanted to say thanks for getting the streetlight fixed. The mayor called and asked if it was done, and I said somebody saw it. Saw you guys.
Yeah, no, I talked to Jeremy and then he came down. So. No problem.
Yeah, on top of that one, Cheryl, there's a couple that, Moon is out of town on medical, but there's a couple in the trailer court that they're going to get a little help from TDX, hopefully it happens. But they'll be working on getting those couple hooked up also.
Yeah, there's no power going to the poles right now.
Mr. Lyons, I just wanted, what's going on with the Grove? Is it planned for that?
There's a good one for you. Okay, we need some special wrenches. They're called step wrenches in order to get some of the bolts off. They're a Grove exclusive. You can only buy them from Grove, even though Snap-on and Williams make them. They have got the sole propriety on it. And the wrenches that I need are $4,000.
Wow.
I've tried to go around them. I tried to go to Coast Crane. Coast Crane was almost $5,000 for the tools. And that's not including the torque wrench we need and the 4-in-1 multiplier going from 3/4 to 1/2. But at this point in time, it's looking like for $4,000, we can bring somebody in that's got the tools. I haven't really discussed it much with Glenn at this point, but I don't know what to do. I mean, with Grove got the exclusives on those wrenches, they're outrageous. I can't. I tried going through Williams to get them. Exclusive Grove. I can't buy them through them.
Yeah, because January's coming again pretty soon.
Yep.
He wanted to use that thing again, so.
Yeah, but I...
I think while I'm out here, Dan, I'm checking around if we could maybe rent or however we can figure to get something out there for those.
Yeah, and so far the people I've talked to don't rent those tools.
Well, maybe we have to rent the guy like Dave said.
Yeah.
Well, basically, that's what it's doing. With everybody having the exclusive on it, it throws us totally out of the game. It's like the new vehicles that we've got. It throws us out also because we don't have the programmers to do it. I mean, we have the machine to do it with, but we have to turn around. If we want to work on Chevy, we got to buy that program. And Chevy's, I think, is like $1,500 a year, and then there's Ford, and there's Toyota, and every one of them is different.
Yeah, I got an injection pump like that.
Yeah, you've been there, Danny, you know. Yeah. But that's what the dilemma we're running in with that Grove crane right at the moment. And we got to have those step wrenches in order to get the proper torque values.
Okay, good enough.
Working on that. Any questions for Dave? And Dave, we're going to... along the 5 to be the harbor master, like I just mentioned. Moon is out of town with some medical with his wife, and they should be back, I think, within the week. I talked to Jeremy today. Things are going well in the harbor. We have a new nightman starting today, I do believe. Big Wave Dave. He'll be starting back up. He did fill in for us before. He was interested again, so we had an opening, and we did get Dave back on board. Other than that, there's some possible cleanup. I know we chatted before about batteries. The tribes are working on some grant dollars to do some cleanup in the harbor, so we'll keep you posted on that. At present, Pollock Harbor Tribe is doing a section of removing tires, so I think they got something like 10 or 15 pallets, and Coastal's going to move them for them, so we'll start taking a little bite out of that, but if anybody's had a chance to go up to the landfill, you will see that there are lots of them. So also, the QTT tribe is looking into some solid waste to see if they can help bear some of the cost to a scrap metal barge again, so... We're still working with that. King Cove wasn't interested in splitting with us half and half, so we will just keep in touch with the gentleman. He does work out of Dutch Harbor, so he said he'll be there if we need him. But that's about what's happening at the harbor. Is there any questions about the harbor? Not here, City. We'll move along to reports number 6. One student representative is out of town. And I do believe the other one left, too. So I don't think anyone's there. Shannon, is there?
No.
Okay, I think both of them are out for the dance trip. They were trying to catch the front end of the weather deal, so they're out here to do dance for the Alu Corporation annual meeting. So we'll forego the student representative this month. Moving right along on our agenda, nothing under hearings, ordinance, or resolutions. We'll move right along to old business. We did talk about the fishnet boxes. I see Alan got us some numbers. There's no prices or anything. Alan, is that for one box?
That's one box. And this afternoon I tried to, you know, wrangle some prices. That's if we just do it in, you know, pine and CDX plywood, That's about $1,000 a box, you know. Now that maybe I might be a little under with the shipping on that, but that's materials. That's the, you know, fasteners and lumber. If we do,
okay.
If I assume the plan's kind of to put these outside. If we wanted to do pressure treated lumber, and like marine grade plywood, or, you know, then we would be. Or maybe we want to paint the CDX. Maybe that's the answer too, to keep it a little more longevity outside. But or stain it. Maybe staining's the way to go. But those would be. I figured they'd be about $2,500 a piece if we went with like pressure treated lumber.
Okay, I think if we did something like that, we probably would want to do pressure treated. What are the council's thoughts on this? Or is there enough research for you guys to make a decision tonight?
It would be nice to get some numbers on it. I mean, you know, a cost breakdown. $1,200 you said maybe for pressure treated, or $1,500?
No, $2,500. Quite a bit more for the. You know, that, of course, that was pressure treated lumber and marine grade plywood. Mm-hmm. The marine grade plywood's the biggest expense. If you go with CDX and stain it as opposed to marine grade.
Well, that'd be just about the same as getting that pressure treated plywood.
I think you can get that. It seems to work pretty well. I did it at my house. Stuff lasted like 30 years. But you put down a wood preservative and then prime the hell out of it. It seems to hold pretty good. And I just did it on my shed to see if it's still they'd still adhere. It's been blowing the rain and it's hanging on pretty good. I think, you know, a gallon of that green stuff doesn't cost that much. It goes quite a ways. Primer's expensive. Good primer's expensive.
Well, how about I thought we had some concrete numbers, but I know we're pushing off. We still got till spring. How about we do a little more research and I get you some solid numbers on, say, 5 or 6 for the next meeting?
Yeah. And, of course, I think we're all assuming the harbor crew would be the ones doing the labor. We already paid.
Well, I think Alan, Cabo and Company, I think we can get those done for free.
Oh. And,
well, not for free. Not for free, but... we'll work a deal there with some other builds.
And then the next thing is lifting them. You know, and the
That was going to be my question for you, Alan, is can that eel do it, or what do you guys use down there?
We use that old Heister. And, it's good in the barn, you know, or in that building, in the gear building, but we can't really drive it back and forth. Now the top picks in the shipping yard, they'd lift it, or a loader with forks would lift them.
How much weight are you thinking is a box with a full thing in it?
I'm not sure. Now, like a herring net, our Heister won't lift. It will not lift it. It just skids it around. But the cod nets and pollock nets, we lift them. I'm not really sure what they weigh, but I think a big loader would pick them up if we had forks on it.
What did they move those ones that Kurtz had down there? He had boxes down there.
I think the limit on that gill is like what, 7,000 pounds?
How do they do that one for Dick's net that's in that warehouse? How does he move?
I'm assuming that was. With the gill, I don't know for sure.
Because he takes the box out, puts the net in the box, and then puts it back. Average sand is probably somewhere between 6,000 and 8,000 pounds for an average sand.
Our loader will barely pick it.
Yeah, but I mean, Dick moves his somehow, so I mean, there's some way that they've done this in the harbor the last few years.
What
here,
about
so.
That old Heister of QTGs down there, that big one they use for road training the planes and stuff? Is that about the same size as your?
I think ours will lift like about 25,000 pounds, our Heister.
Oh, well, that'll pick up a size.
Yours is a big one.
Yeah.
But I mean,
the herring nets.
Whether we can rent it or not, I mean, that's the thing. I mean, we need to find
our poor old Heister can't be going between the plant and the. It's just too old.
Up to the roof.
Too much work climbing that hill for that poor old thing.
We did grow going.
But
we'll have to that would take care of that, the grove, but we're good a couple swings through there and move it. But
yeah.
I'm pretty sure they used the gill on that. So what are the thoughts of the council? Did you want to go ahead and bring something back to the next one with some more concrete numbers, or did you want to give some direction to shoot off for a few? Or
bring some numbers back next time, I guess.
I gave Jeremy these numbers a couple weeks ago. You know, the lumber require, what lumber he would need to make them. But so he's got it too.
Okay. Well, not hearing. Well, but we'll get some concrete numbers. Then I thought we'd have those this time, but or price wise, and then let's make a decision at the next meeting. Would that be okay?
Yep. Yes.
Sounds good. Okay. Nobody's arguing.
Okay, very good. Shannon, if you would you transfer to the next month? We'll get that, and we'll have some solid numbers on that and make that decision at the next meeting.
Okay.
Okay, very good. Thank you. With that, we'll move on to new business. Number one is the building permit for Don Eubank. As you've seen, it is in your package. It does follow all the rules in on the lot requirements, on setbacks, etc. He came in and visited for about a half hour. It will be completely covered. It'll be similar to Bruce Foster's, a little different shape, but it will be all covered in tin. And he said it will be presentable. And you can read on his permit and then the picture on the next place where it's situated on the lot. So, with that, what are the council's wishes?
I'll make a motion to approve this building permit for Don Eubank.
Okay, very good. Motion's been made by Shirley. Do we have a second?
I'll second that.
Okay, very good. Motion's been second. Also, just to let you know, this is on a commercial lot also. That section over there is all commercial lot. So, is there any further discussion? I'm not hearing any. A roll call, please.
Alan?
Yes.
Emil?
Yes.
Shirley?
Yes.
Rita?
Yes.
Danny?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yep. Okay, very good. The motion carries. So we'll get that signed and get a copy off to Donnie. Moving on to new business number two is 2019 lease renewal. This is kind of a formality. We bring it in front of you to Shannon. They're all listed in your packet. A couple of them went up from the state ones, and they're all there. So we just entertain a motion to approve 2019 Sandpoint City leases renewal. And it's very quiet.
I'll make a motion to accept these.
Okay, motion's been made by Ian. Have a second.
Second.
Second by Danny. Is there any further discussion? Not hearing any. A roll call, please.
Rita?
Yes.
Danny?
Yes.
Jack?
Yes.
Alan?
Yes.
Emil?
Yes.
Shirley?
Yes.
Okay, very good. Motion carried. Number three on our new business is upcoming events. We have AML, as Jordan mentioned to you, and Pacific Marine Expo. Two folks that are eligible to go to AML is Emil and Marita. And I do believe, Marita, you said you're not going to be able to attend?
No.
Okay. So there is a position there, and we usually send one person to Marine Expo. Is there interest there?
Sure, if no one else does anything.
Okay. With that, we probably should have a motion to approve two for AML and the Pacific Marine Expo. And then can we get names, Shannon, before you leave the room, maybe?
Yeah.
Okay, we're really quiet again. Is that okay with the council?
Yes.
You could just give direction too, if that's okay.
Is that what we usually do? Or I don't remember making motions to send two people.
I don't know if we did last time or not. Shannon, do you know if we did actual or did we give direction?
Direction.
I'm sorry, Shannon, I missed that you were gargled.
Direction.
Okay, is that okay with the council? I'll do direction, and then we'll just we'll get everybody's interest, and then if we have to, we can come back to the council if there's more people than we thought.
Yes, sir.
Okay. One other thing, though, to bring up, I want you guys to think about coming up in February, and we got a this is all coming up on the state fish board meeting. So keep in the back of your mind, we definitely need to be thinking about. We have to send some people out to that. I know the borough's going to do it. I know probably Shimigan's going to join into that, and I do believe that we may be doing something with the Sainer Association too. So, but keep in the back of your mind that we got some serious stuff coming up that is really scary. So, okay, it's really along to new business number four. If there aren't any more comments or questions on that,
I was just wondering if we were going to try to see what we can come up with to try to get at least three or so people to go with under the city to go out there to the to that February meetings. I just didn't know if we were going to try to do something with that or what. It'd be nice if we kind of come up with something with that.
I think we could tackle that, and Shannon, if you can, maybe we can put that on the December meeting if that's okay with the council.
Yes, I'd like to.
Okay. Very good, Shannon. If you would add that to your list.
Okay.
Okay. Very good. Thank you. With that, we'll move on to new business number four. It was additioned this evening. It's Paul Holmberg building permit. I do believe Shannon emailed that to you. I don't know if everybody had the chance to look at it. What's happening is Paul Holmberg had tore down his old shed, and he's putting in some new foundation rock on the lot, and he's going to build back the same size shed. He has it laid out. It does fall within all the setbacks, and looks like everything is in order on his permit. So if everybody had a chance to look at that, I would entertain a motion to approve or adopt or whatever the council's wishes.
I'll make a motion to approve it.
Okay, motion's been made. Second?
I'll second it.
Okay, and it's been seconded by Danny. Is there any further discussion on this permit?
Yeah, the only question I have is getting the water drainage down there figured out before we, you know, really get forward on the foundation and stuff on there. And there is some old rock that the shed's going to go on right now. But, I mean, there's still some huge, I don't know if there's springs down there or what we need to do to, you know, try to get some ditching or get some water movement from off of the different properties and in the right spots, if we could do that. That's the concern I have.
Okay, maybe we can chat with Dave there. I think that's private property next to Paul. On the back, he's got Dale. To the side, he has Tab, and to the left, he has Jacobson. So I'm not sure if we contact them, which I'm sure that, you know, I think there was some ditching right along the road. Was there not before?
Mm-hmm. There's culverts there, too.
There's no easements in there?
Nope.
No.
No, I don't believe there is.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to. Probably Dave's probably not going to be jumping up and down, waving his hands to be digging too deep. Maybe something up top, but I'm guessing. You know.
Yeah, well, we have a 10-inch water main that runs through there, but it's up on the hillside. It's almost the Apartment Hill Road. It's like 20 feet down the bank. So, but we do have a 10-inch going through there, but we've checked for chlorine and stuff, and everything that runs down there is clean water.
Yeah, I think there's a spring up against the hill where Henry and them used to have a house back in the corner there before. I think there's some spring action there, but that kind of created a swamp that just sits there right before Paul's and then on the Jacobson lot. So I don't know. You can look at that with Paul and Dave and see if he can do a little bit of something, but I agree with I'd be careful how far you dig on that one. Like Jack said, there might be other things down there too.
There's 3-inch main in there too.
The old sewer lines and stuff like
lots
that.
Lots of old sewer stuff.
Yeah. But if you don't mind, Dave, maybe you could take a look down there. Did you haul the rock already?
No.
Okay. Maybe Paul, I don't know if Paul's still there, I think, and maybe you can maybe just take a gander with him.
I think he'll be here till Monday.
Okay. Very good. We'll take a look at that and have Paul maybe get a hold of Dave there. Maybe he can just take a quick peek and see what it looks like there. But any other questions or comments on that permit? Not hearing any. A roll call, please.
Jack.
Yep.
Danny.
Yes.
Maria.
Yes.
Shirley.
Yes.
Alan.
Yes.
Emil.
Yes.
Okay, very good. The vote carries. That has been approved. We'll get that one signed and a copy off to Paul. As they know, both of those will last for a year. So, very good. We'll move on our agenda this evening to public comments. Is there anyone in the audience that would like to comment this evening?
Nobody here.
Just us.
Okay, well, with that, we'll go ahead and close that portion of the agenda, and we'll move right along to council comments, and I'm going to start on my left. Well, let me see. I'm looking at you on top of the table. I'll start at my right. So, Jack, we'll start with you this evening.
I think that would be your left, wouldn't it? But okay.
No, I'm sitting facing you guys. Can't you tell?
Oh, okay. You're up. No comments. Okay.
Okay, very good. Thanks, Jack. We'll move right along to Alan.
I've got nothing tonight.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Alan. And thanks for getting those numbers and whatnot. Maybe when I get back, I'll get together with you too, and we'll chat a little bit more.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, thanks, Alan. Marita?
No comment.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Shirley.
All good here. No,
okay,
sir.
Nothing. Okay, very good. We'll move on to Amo.
Just thanks to City of Sandpoint and for all the election results and putting me back on the council again for another 3 years, and be looking forward to doing good things with the city.
Very good. Congratulations again to both of you, and welcome back. Anything else, Amo?
Not that I could think of right up top of my head.
Okay, very good. Thank you. And Danny?
Nothing here, sir.
Okay, thank you much. Did you have anything else, Jordan, for us?
Yeah, just under the FYI section, the state, I think, is part of their statutory requirements to put out a frequently asked questions sheets on ballot measure one. It's intended to be as nonpartisan as possible. These are some questions that have come up that they've answered to the best of their ability, given both the political constraints as well as just a general air of uncertainty on if ballot measure one passes, what will happen, and it's still not clear yet. So this is just in case. Some extra time to kill and want to read to see what the state thinks may or may not happen with ballot measure one if it does pass. There are different agencies that would be impacted by it, and extra permitting requirements, time requirements, legal requirements. The only thing I caught going through here is that the Department of Law thinks it would cost about $450,000. But knowing lawyers, that's probably way too low once they get involved. It gets really expensive quickly. So I just put this in as kind of FYI, not to be, for or against any particular ballot measure.
Okay, very good. I appreciate that. Thanks, Jordan. Anything else? Not hearing any other comments, I would entertain a motion of adjournment.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Motion's been made by Emil. Do I have a second?
Second
by Shirley. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Not hearing any. Motion carries. We are adjourned at 7:43. So thank you very much.